Hello, my name is Yelena. I am from the far, far east of Russia, and this is my story. It happened about 20 years ago, but I remember every single moment of that night. Now, looking back, it makes me smile, but then I experienced a full variety of feelings from fear, anger to relief, and even happiness. The featuring character of my story is Julia. She is the daughter of my friend. She was about 18 years old. I lived in a coastal town, so her mom sent Julia to stay with me for some days during her summer holidays. I introduced Julia to my niece Ina, and once they went to a youth discotheque. I was not worrying because Ina was older than Julia, and it was just on the doorstep. When midnight, music stopped playing. I was waiting for Julia to come in, but time was passing and no Julia. It was 30. It was 12:30. Then it was 1 a.m. and I started getting nervous. Then we did not have mobile, so the only I could do was to drive somewhere to look for Julia. I drove to the place where the discotheque was held. There were nowhere there. Then I drove to Ina's house. Ina was at home, and she told that Julia went home as well. I didn't know what to do. I was scared to death. I was in panic, and the most terrible scenes were circling in my head. I imagined an adult man who would lure her into their car. They would promise her something. She was naive. They would give her alcohol, and they even could rape her. Anyway, I drove to the seaside. There were many people there. It was dark there, and I was running along the beach, shouting and calling for Julia. But there were no Julia. When I was returning, all of a sudden, a policeman just appeared in front of me, waving me to stop. I knew that their target were drunk drivers. The traffic policemen were hiding in their car in the darkness by the roadside. It was summertime, people could afford drink alcohol. And as boozy driving was a serious violence, the police could deprive drivers of their license. So usually drivers would offer a bribe, police would accept it, and everybody would be happier. When this told me that I was drunk, that I started to explain them what had happened, but they did not want to listen to me. They even made me leave my car. Then they forced me to sit into their car, and they started escorting me to the medical center to check the level of alcohol in my blood. I did not offer a bribe, and suddenly they released me, but they did not offer any help. I was returning home. When I came in, I saw Julia peacefully sleeping in bed. I could say nothing, just tears just tears started to fill my eyes. Julia was so naive, she decided to walk around to explore a neighborhood. I have the only lesson from that story. I know we should respect the feelings of people who is responsible for us, who can worry about us, and we should teach that to our children. So thank you very much.